This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Richard Bock. Richard Bock is the world famous author of books like Jonathan Livingston Seagull, an avid pilot who had an unfortunate crash about 18 months ago. And Richard, you've written a book that is centered around the crash, but it may not be what people expect. Why don't you describe Illusions, which is coming out today, February 7th, and you can tell us about the availability and all that. But first, tell us about the book.
The book is called Illusions 2. It's a sequel to a book I wrote years ago and thought I would never do a sequel to it. And then this thing happened. And I can read a little bit of it that says what that crash was like, because it was so much different than what I thought.
Okay, well, go ahead. Read us some from the book.
Okay. The book starts with some... a little part that I had written as notes, and they go like this. 37. When his mortal sought understanding, the master offered ideas spoken through coincidence in the language of events and in the adventures of life. 41. Every test, most of them, the master designed to be a more advanced challenge for his dear mortal. Each author Richard Bock was listed in critical condition Saturday at Harborview Medical Center. Bock's plane hit high tension wires, crashed inverted, leaving the pilot unconscious in the cockpit near fires from broken wires. The author remains in a coma to date. And then a jump ahead, or a friend of mine came after I was awake again, and I said, what's this about a crash? You picked Puff up, took her home? I did. Did she have any crash from the, any scratch from the landing? He thought about that, laughed, scratch or two. What could have scratched her? I remembered my image of landing, so smooth. He looked at me. Looks as if you hit the wires way over the ground. The right wheel caught the wires. Things got worse after that. Not true. I never saw any wires. Never saw any crash. I remember before it went black, I was just skimming the grass, about to land some other landing, maybe. Not this one, Richard. Puff was out of control from 40 feet up. You're kidding. Don't I wish? I took pictures afterward. When the wheel caught the wires, Pop pitched upside down, dragged a couple of power poles over. There were fires from the sparks, little fires in the dry grass. She hit the ground with her right wing, then the tail inverted. Puff took most of the force of the crash, a couple seconds. Not much of the impact left for you. I think I remember. I'm surprised you remember anything. It was an incredible crash. Nothing hurt, Jeff. I was dreaming, not flying. I couldn't see for a while, and then I was somewhere else. I hope so. It was no fun being where you were after the crash. And then it goes on after that with a whole lot of what happened, who I saw during this near-death experience, strange little teachers that I had. And it was a fascination for me, really.
So the whole idea is that this was not that big of a deal for you at the time.
That's right. I thought if someone dies in the crash, it's got to be absolutely horrible. There has to be all kinds of pain and blood and all that kind of stuff. And I guess there was blood. I never saw it. It was a beautiful experience. All of a sudden, I was in a completely different world. I felt like I was in a dirigible, 1,500 feet above a whole different world. And someone said, you can stay here or you can go back. And they asked me that three times, and every time I said, "No, I've got to go back. It's no." And all of a sudden, wham! I blinked, and I was in a hospital, and I had been in a coma for a week. I said, "What is this? Oh, this is another dream." So I slipped back into my coma, and when I woke, I was back in the same place. It wasn't a dream. I was in a hospital.
Well, and the hospital was a lot worse than
that was
being
a
tough,
lot
right?
worse. Yeah. Oh yes. Oh please. Yes. Yeah. I thought it would have been so simple if I had just laid down in the grass next to my little seaplane and just left. But it took a year. Well, it took more than a year. And then I'm all ready. I'm flying again. I had Puff was rebuilt, and it's an experience that that I won't be forgetting.
Okay, so what sort of flying are you doing? You're just flying. I mean, you live up by Seattle and on Orcas Island.
That's
beautiful,
right.
Place to fly.
That's true. I spent 4 months in Florida. And that's where the airplane was rebuilt. It was a Sea Ray, and she was just wreckage. And a wonderful guy, Jim Ratty, who's rebuilt lots and lots of Sea Rays, did a beautiful job. And all of a sudden, she was ready to fly again, and it was amazing. So I had taken my my biennial and. Was flying, and so I was flying with her and with another pilot, Dan Nickens, who has the same kind of airplane that I had. And we were flying all over the place, and it was absolutely wonderful to have gone through this experience and come out of it, both of us alive. And Puff has quite a little, she's got an interesting personality. That's a long story.
Okay, so Illusions 2 comes out tomorrow, and there's another highly anticipated book launch coming out a week later. Why don't you tell us about the fourth volume, or the fourth part of Jonathan Livingston Seagull?
The fourth part of Jonathan Seagull it's not new writing. It was written 40 years ago. It was written after part 3. And at that time, I read it over and I said, oh, come on. It's never going to be this strange, this difficult. And so I just threw it away, thought I threw it away. But I put it in a little envelope. And that envelope stayed all this time until my wife, Sabrina, saw it. And she said, what's this? And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, read this. And I read it, and I thought, oh, my goodness. It wasn't something that I could have printed 40 years ago, but it's perfect now. When there's so much authority, it says you will only fly a certain... In a certain place, and you're not as free as you were. I didn't much like that, and here it was. I had already written it, and so there it was. It took it to the publisher, and they thought it was fantastic. And so that's going to be coming up on the 14th.
Okay, so tell us how both these books are going to be available, and how we can get our hands on them.
Okay, Illusions 2 is going to be published by Amazon, and they have something that's called a Kindle Single, and so it's going to be an e-book. It's also going to be a paperback, and I've also spoken the whole thing, and that should be available soon. And Jonathan Seagull is published by Simon & Schuster, and that'll be in bookstores and so forth very shortly.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull, Volume 4, or Part 4, comes out on February 14th, correct?
That's correct, right.
Okay, well, I don't know who those folks were that were asking if you wanted to come back or go back, but we're very happy to have you back, Richard, and we're happy that you're back writing and that you're back flying. So congratulations on, I guess, what we can call a good outcome.
Thank you so much, Russ. Thank you.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.